Hello. Welcome back to another episode of Health Talk Radio Africa. Thank you for joining me in this second episode on how to deal with the side effects of cancer treatment. In this episode, we will tackle the side effects of taste aversion, constipation, diarrhea, fatigue, and weight loss. We will finish on mentioning a little bit about meal replacement supplements. Now, let's talk about what happens to the side effect of odor and taste changes. Yes, what you can be going through chemotherapy, and towards the fourth round or the third round, it depends on how your body reacts, you're going to have odor and taste changes. Now, there are several types of odor and taste changes. There is the most common one where patients will develop a great dislike to meat. They call this the meat aversion. Yes, you don't want to see or smell red meat. Or it can be any meat for that matter. The most common is a great dislike for red meat. So the best thing to do is serve chicken or fish, and you can mix this in casseroles, you can marinate them, you can choose eggs instead of any meat dish, or you can even eat nuts or peanuts, cottage cheese or yogurt. You can even Google or develop a bean dip. You know, you have salads for dressings, but different snacks have bean dip. And bean dip is really high in protein and calories. You can also choose high calorie, high protein desserts and dishes or snacks like we talked about. Those are fruit with yogurt, custards, milkshake. Now, there's also another aversion or dislike. People develop a high salt food preference. Yes, people usually develop a high salt food. One day you like chicken, the next day you don't want to see chicken, but you want to see salted food. When that happens, try to eat things like ham, sausage, bacon, corned beef, or pickled meat, or marinated meat. These have got a higher salt content than your regular chicken that has been boiled or baked or broiled. Another aversion that people develop is the bitterness aversion. Yes, bitterness aversion. For example, if you are a coffee drinker and you drink coffee one day, it tastes good. The next day, you can't stand it. It can happen with tea, but the usual culprits are the coffee and chocolate. When this bitterness aversion happens, it will just last for a few days, but just change the coffee to another beverage. There is no big thing about it. Just change the beverage that you're taking. Another preference or aversion that happens is, they call this one the sour preference, for sour food. Yes, you don't want to eat anything that is not sour. So when you get a preference for sour food, Just eat anything that is sour. Fruit juices, fruits such as citrus, lemons, grapefruits, pickled foods, marinated fish, vegetables, and meat that is marinated. You just want a sour taste in your mouth. That's all that is the taste buds you have left. So give all the sour fruit or vegetables or meat you can get your hands on. Taste sweet. Some foods, some people will, suddenly will not want to eat anything that is not sweet. They call this the sweet preference. It is a reaction to chemotherapy or to radiation. When you get a preference for sweet food, you develop a very sweet tooth. So, and when this happens, I will not, as a dietitian, tell you not to eat anything sweet, because it will be telling you to spoil your health. So you don't want your health to deteriorate, so eat all the sweets that you can. The puddings, the custards, the milkshakes, the fruit juices. I had a patient who wanted just Coca-Cola, and it meant that they could not eat anything else without Coca-Cola. So they'll take a drink of Coca-Cola and they would eat the rest of their food as they're chewing, and Coca-Cola is in the mouth. And if that helped them to eat and retain the food, it was good for those few days that they had a Coca-Cola sweet tooth. The exact opposite can happen. One day you may have a preference for sweet food. The next day you may have a preference for non-sweet food. It's called the sweet aversion. That's easy to do. Avoid anything that is not sweet at all. So buy fruit that is fresh instead of packed in processed fruit, or you can dilute your fruit juice. You can choose the tart or the citrus fruits like oranges, grapefruit. It's amazing. All right, let's move away from the mouth and throat problems. Let's go to the constipation. Yes, let's talk about constipation. A lot of people don't talk about constipation, but it happens for chemotherapy patients. That's because chemotherapy drugs, together with a pain medication, and even just sitting and being inactive, can cause constipation in the patient. Well, when this happens, then it's a whole new ball game. First, we try to increase the eating high fiber food, such as whole grains or products made with whole wheat, like whole grain bread, brown bread, or mixed grain bread, or brown rice, Weetabix, or high bran cereals. Try to eat cooked fruit or lots of fresh fruit, green leafy vegetables. Lots of vegetables will really help move the bowels. Also, drink plenty of water, lots of water, or any beverage that you can get your hands on, as long as it is not very sweet. Drink plenty of water or fruit juices. Try to eat and snack at the same time each day, and try to increase physical activity, no matter how little, even just walking 3 times around your bed or going up and down the corridor in your hospital ward or in your bedroom or even in your home. No matter how little time you use to walk around, it will help out. Diarrhea. Let's talk about diarrhea. This is another side effect that people usually associate with chemotherapy, but it comes even with radiation. So, how do you deal with diarrhea? The best thing to do is drink fluids as much as possible. It can be water, clear juices, clear soup like broth, clear soup, chicken soup, beef soup, as long as they're clear. Even jelly, gelatin or jello, sucking on a popsicle or ice chips will keep the fluids going through the body. Please, please avoid sugar alcohol containing foods like chewing gum or candies that have sorbitol, mannitol, xylitol. All those really induce diarrhea. Now, you can eat fruits or fruit such as applesauce, banana, canned fruits like peaches, white rice, pasta. This will make the watery stool become firm again. It will firm up the stool. Last but not least, try to eat some nuts or raw fruits without the skin in the fruit. So instead of eating the apple, peel the apple and eat just the inside. We want the liquid stool to become firm again. We're almost there with the side effects, but let's talk about the worst ones. The two last ones are fatigue, that tiredness. If there's anything about chemo and radiation, is fatigue. And this is where I usually ask my patients to ask for help. Ask for help for someone to prepare the food. Okay, so ask for help. If it's not possible, then try to get ready to eat food from the supermarket. Things that you will just come eat without heating or heat in the microwave. You can refrigerate, for example, a sandwich from the supermarket, and when it's time to eat, you just heat it up. Or some macaroni and some soup, so that is ready to eat. Or you can eat easy to prepare food, a sandwich, for example, or an instant soup. You can open a packet of soup and pour hot water in it and eat it with some bread, and that will give you some energy. Remember those high calorie, high protein snacks that we talked about earlier? This is the time they will come in extremely handy. There is nothing really difficult about adding milk powder to a cup of milk and adding some yogurt to it, and it will be a high calorie, high protein snack. Drink plenty of fluid, especially when you have this fatigue episodes. You can get very easily dehydrated because you sleep for very long hours. So as soon as you wake up, drink lots of water in addition to your healthy snack. All right? Take a little bit of physical activity if you can. Just a simple act of going out in the veranda or just looking out the window will really help a long way. Breathe in the fresh air, walk around your bed, or just even jump 3-4 times on the same spot to increase the activity. Now, with fatigue, I will tell you directly from experience, it is time to ignore the clock. Just because it is lunchtime and you are sleeping, there is no need to wake up and eat your lunch. You wake up when the body wakes up. So ignore the clock and eat when you feel more awake. However, I will caution you, you do not want to go for very long hours without eating. I would recommend to always ask for someone to wake you up so that you can eat. If after 3 hours or 4 hours of sleeping you have not woken up, then ask somebody to wake you up, and once you've eaten, you go back to sleep. Yes, with chemo, people do sleep for 6 days, for long, long hours, not 6 full days, but you can spend a whole week sleeping for long hours at a time. Now, the last and the worst side effect we're talking about today is weight loss. With cancer, there will always be some weight loss. So, when this happens, or to avoid this happening, try to eat small frequent meals, again, like we talked about earlier. Those high calorie, high protein snacks will really prevent you from losing weight. Those high calorie, high protein snacks should always be near you. At least have the trail mix or any other high protein, high calorie snack by your bedside all the time. Another thing you can try to do is add protein and calories to your favorite food. For example, I said if somebody serves you a plate of food, you have on your bedside table, you can add powdered milk, a tablespoon of oil to your food, and that will not change the flavor of the food at all. It will be very little change in flavor. So adding the oil and the milk will add calories and protein. All right? Please, please eat as much as you can. As much as you can, keep adding the milk and oil to all the gravies and the sauces in your food. Now, the last thing you can try to do, if you've tried all these suggestions and none of them work, then it is time to talk about supplements with your doctor. When oral intake is completely low, or there is no food being eaten at all, or the person is not able to tolerate any food at all, then it is time for supplements. Supplements can be found in a pharmacy, a supermarket, or a health food store. Go inside a pharmacy and ask for a high calorie, high protein supplement. This can come in liquid form, ready to eat, drink liquid, or a dry powder where you will need to follow instructions on the label and mix it. Drinking a high calorie, high protein supplement, just one glass, can replace a complete meal. All right, it will give you all the calories, all the protein, vitamins and minerals that can be found in one meal, a plateful of food. The one negative thing about this supplements is that they are costly. They cost a lot of money. And one tin, for example, can only last maybe 2 or 3 days if the patient is not eating any food at all. So please be warned, there can be a costly, there is a cost implication to using supplements. Listeners, I'm sorry, I apologize. I cannot mention any brands right now or even the manufacturers, but the manufacturers are well known. However, if you can mention or request a high calorie, high protein supplement, they are widely available in pharmacies and in supermarkets and in health food stores. Last but not least, is always request your doctor to prescribe a multivitamin and mineral, whether in a capsule or in a tablet. Nutritional requirements skyrocket during cancer. It is wise to take a multivitamin and mineral with food at least once a day, just before you sleep. Now, dear listeners, I have barely scratched the surface about cancer today, but what I have given you are just the basics on how to deal with cancer. That is all I have for you today in this episode on how to deal with the side effects of cancer. I ask you to share this episode with at least 2 people. You never know. You will help save the life of someone. Cancer, there is a cancer epidemic among the African people, among the African nations as I speak today. And unfortunately, not many will be able to get to a cancer treatment center. But for those whom we can save, we are thankful. Until next time, listeners, please eat healthy and stay healthy. Bye-bye. Tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.